19. The merch which Tibor McMasters painted did slowly become known throughout the world and was at last rated as equal to the works of the great masters of the Italian Renaissance, most of which were known in the form of prints, the originals having been destroyed. 17 years after Tibor's death, an official pronouncement of authentication was made by the servants of Wrath Hierarchy. It was indeed the visage of the god of wrath, Carlton Lufteufel. There could be no doubt. Any disputing this was henceforth illegal and carried a penalty of emasculation for men, one ear removed for women. This was to ensure reverence in an irreverent world, faith in a society which had become faithless, and belief in a world which had already discovered that most of what it believed were in actuality lies. At the time of his death, Tibor was subsisting on a small annual pension from the church, plus a guaranteed maintenance of his cart, with alfalfa hay for 2 cows, because of the excellence of his work he was given 2 cows, not one, to pull his cart. When he passed by, people recognized him and hailed him. He gave out a laborious autograph to tourists. Children yelled at him and did not jeer. Tibor was liked by everyone. And although he became eccentric and irascible in his old age, he was considered an asset to the community. This despite the fact that after rendering the true portrait of the god of wrath, he never painted anything of note again. It was said that among his effects were certain diary-like entries he had jotted down from time to time, in which, to himself alone, he had expressed toward the end certain reservations as to the authenticity of his own great merch. However, no one saw such personal holographs. If they existed at all, the servants of Wrath who sequestered his corpus of papers either filed them away behind locked metal doors, or, more likely, destroyed them. His last 2 cows were killed and stuffed, and placed, one on each side of his great merch, to gaze solemnly and glassily at the tourists who came to pay homage to the renowned painting. Tibor McMasters himself was finally made a saint of the church. His gravesite is unknown. Several cities proudly claim it. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Deus Ire by Philip K. Dick and Roger Zelazny. Copyright 1976 by Philip K. Dick and Roger Zelazny. Performed by Luke Daniels. Directed by Colleen Willits. Engineered by Lee Dries. Performance copyright 2013 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.